Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
19116.
Thank you.
And you are the supervisor?
Okay, let's see here. I am the floor supervisor, and I'm locating this account for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yes. All right. Sorry about that. All of the information didn't transfer over to begin with. I have it now. Will you please verify your shipping address?
13351 Susan Terrace, Philadelphia, PA 19116.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And I'm not sure what's going on with my system. Hang in there 1 second. I'm sorry.
Okay.
There we go. Okay. I'm up now. All right. Thank you for that information. This is for the Elegant Imperative products. And
I ordered the sample packs. I didn't order anything but samples for $4.95 and I think $6.95, just the little samples. And they sent me the big pack, the big things. So they charged me for that. But then they're saying they sent me second ones, which I never received. So I called. Didn't have any phone numbers or anything because I didn't get it. I didn't get anything else. I just got the first big bottles, and there was nothing in it. It's no phone numbers or anything. And on my credit card, there was no phone numbers. So I called my bank, and my bank couldn't get in touch with anybody. They had to go to the bank that charged them. And they had to wait a while before they could contact the bank. The bank wasn't answering them. They had to keep sending it to them. And then it took all the way till November before they finally got the bank to reply to them. And then they charged me back $94.90. Mm-hmm. And then they charged me back, and they said they sent me this thing that I got a second shipment, which I never got, and they said it came through the mail, the United States Post Office. I didn't get it. I got the tracking number now from them, and they said I filled out that I wanted to join the club and get the big things, which I didn't. And I still have the ones here because I couldn't use it because I didn't see any terms and conditions, and I didn't read the terms and conditions. I didn't check off no box that I wanted these big packs. I just asked for the sample packs. And I got caught up in this web, and I couldn't get out of it. So I'm asking you to please help me get rid of this $94.90. I'm old. I'm a senior citizen. I'm bringing up a 16-year-old grandson. Then it's just me and him, and I'm living off of Social Security, and I can't pay this extra money. I'm lucky we're living and we have food.
Okay.
All I have is Social Security. Now, I spoke to someone this morning, a gentleman by the name O. He was really nice. I explained what happened. He said to get the bank on the phone, and if we had a three-way conversation, he said that he could help get rid of the charge. So I had the bank on the phone. Then I got this woman on the phone, and she was so rude, and she just started yelling. And I said, "What are you yelling at with the bank?" I says, "Why are you yelling?" And she was going on and on and on. So I got her off the phone, and then I called back after the bank got off the phone and spoke to the second woman and the third woman and asked for the supervisor because I just, you know, wanted to see what you could do to help me out here. I didn't get the shipment. And the first bottle, I have them here. The one bottle of the serum is still here, and I hardly used it because it was irritating my skin. And the cream I used, but now it's all brown. It turned brown from being in the bottle because it's still in the bottle, but I hadn't opened it and used it because it, you know, was irritating my face and making it itchy, and it turned brown, but I didn't know where to send it back. And it's such tiny writing on there, you could hardly even read the name.
Okay.
And when these were charging me back, on my credit card under the Analusia Trust in One Skin Case, Skin Alive something, merchant, and I didn't know who that was. That's not what it says on the bottles.
Okay, all right.
We had no way to trace his back.
All right, so I'll tell you I'll tell you what I see here. This is for the facial cream and the eye serum, the Elegant Imperative. Now, I'm not sure how it'll show up on your statement, but it looks like this trial started.
It showed up under ANILLIALOTUSTONESKINCA8. What's that?
Okay, yes, ma'am. That doesn't sound familiar to me. But it looks like this trial started back on in July, July 16th.
And since then, I've been trying to settle this.
Right, yes, ma'am.
So I went to the bank because I had no other way to find you.
Okay. Now, let's see here. So I'll just tell you what I see here. It doesn't look well. I'll be able to help you, but it would require that the bank give us a call back in and let us know that there hasn't been a dispute filed for the last charge. Unfortunately, there's a few charges I'm not able to help you with because they have already been in dispute and settled by your card company or your bank. So I'm not able to help you there. And the charge that I'm not seeing a dispute for or a chargeback for is for $85.90.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think you mentioned $94.90 maybe, but I don't see that.
Yeah, you charged me back the $94.90, and that's what's sitting on my statement. I paid the first one because I got that, and that's the one I was going to send back to you and cancel it, but I didn't know how to find you. Then I started seeing the $94 come in, and then I called the bank and said, I didn't get that, and I don't even know who they are because I didn't get the product, and I didn't know who it was because it came under that name, but I never got the product either.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning. In July, you paid $5.95 and $4.95 for the shipping and handling. And that was to receive those products as a risk-free trial.
That was supposed to be that little sample, right?
Mm-hmm,
but
I didn't get
the sample. I got the big thing.
Okay. So that is the trial product is also what you would receive each month. So there's not a difference in the – it's just the billing is on a trial basis. So if you like it, you will continue. The charges on August 1st. $85.90 and $94.90. Now those two charges cover that trial product, the trial basis product. That I have a tracking number here, and it shows that it was delivered successfully.
That's the first one.
Right. Okay, so it is on an auto billing, auto shipment program. Your next billing was the 31st of August, $94.90 and $85.90. Okay, and there was also a shipment shipped out, and it's showing that there was a successful delivery on September the 3rd for that charge there. If you didn't receive it, you may want to try contacting your post office, but it shows that it was delivered. So, with that being said, the charge those last charges in August, August 31st, $85.90. It's not showing that it's in dispute or that it's been in chargeback. It would require that your car company or your bank give us a call back in, let us know that there has not been a dispute filed for that charge, and we'll be able to assist you with that one. Now, the one for
90,
yeah, the 9490 is in chargeback. I'm not able to assist you with that one. The process has gone too far, and it looks like maybe your bank has already made a determination for that one, so I'm not able to help you there. But if you'll have them to give us a call back, we'll be more than happy. We just need to know that that one charge is not in chargeback, and we'll be able to assist you.
For the 8590.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
I'll call them and say, because it's the 80. The 8590. I don't know who they sent that. I think I disputed it, but they might have sent it to somebody else.
Okay.
Because they couldn't identify it.
No problem. So, yeah, it would require that the bank call back in. I see that you had the bank on the line earlier.
Yes, because we were trying. Because that guy, this gentleman O, said that he'd be able to do something with the 9490, because I told him that, you know, I can't pay this. This is crazy. Why am I paying for stuff that I didn't get? Not only that, but I can't use it. Even if I get it, if I got it tomorrow, I send it right back to you because I can't use it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So that was back in August. And there is a no return policy due to the health and safety concerns. So they wouldn't accept any returns back. You don't have to worry about returning that product if it's – and it's also – if it's – of no use to you. If you don't have anyone you could give it to, you could, I guess, throw it in the trash. But there is a no return policy for those supplements.
Yeah,
there.
The first one came with nothing in the box. There was nothing in the thing. It just came with two bottles, no phone numbers, no nothing. There was nothing in it, I'm telling you. Otherwise, I would have contacted you then to send it back to tell you that I couldn't use it. And
yeah,
I didn't even see the charges because it was on my Discover card, and for some reason, Discover charges you 2 months after you buy something. So if I buy something in now, I won't get charged for 2 months for it. I don't know why they do that, but they do that with everything.
Yeah, no problem. Yes, ma'am. If you'll, again, have your – I'm going to notate the account, and if you'll have your bank or your card company to give us a call back, we would be able to assist you with the 8590.
Now you don't want them to. They don't. Well, you don't want them to charge you back. You just want them to call you.
Yeah. Right. Right. To call us and let us know there's been no dispute filed, and we can help you with that one.
Oh, even though I already paid.
Yes. Right. Even though it's paid, if you're looking to receive any funds back, we have to hear back from the bank.
Okay. So I'll just tell them back in September a charge for 90. For $85.90 was put on my card, and you would be willing to issue that credit. And
sure.
That was, and you said, and Jody said that it could be issued.
Yes, you can say that. That's correct.
Okay, because otherwise, if I get somebody else on the phone, they're gonna say no.
Right.
You'll mark it on my account that it will be issued.
Yes, that's correct. I'm doing that as we speak. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you, and I really appreciate it. That will help
ma'am.
Me out a little. At least I only have to pay $10.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right.
Have a wonderful day.
Same
okay,
to
thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.